With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Cayman Islands Civil Service Association Management Council heads to Cayman BRAC for a meeting to keep membership in the sister islands in the loop about the organization's efforts.
I believe it's important for the Management Council to come to the BRAC to hold the annual meeting so that civil servants here can know what the Management Council has been up to and what is available to them from CISCA and what it is they are able to apply for, what new news is coming, what new changes may be coming, and they'll also be able to have some questions answered and pose new questions to the council that we can take forward to government to be able to find out what the answers are that people are looking for.
Alan Klein is the Cayman BRAC representative with the Cayman Islands Civil Service Association. He says the meeting had a great turnout and excellent response. You can find out more about upcoming events by visiting cicsa.ky or on their Facebook or Instagram page. And the third annual Ready, Set, Snack Drive gets underway this weekend. An initiative by Rotaract Club of Grand Cayman focused on solving childhood hunger and supporting intellectual nourishment in the Cayman Islands. Rotaract's Co-Community Services Director, Philip Richter.
It is a situation in Cayman where, for whatever reason, children are going to school hungry. And we, the Rotaract Club of Grand Cayman, with this drive, are doing our part to curb student hunger and give these kids the nourishment they need to get the education that they are striving for.
The Ready, Set, Snack Drive gets underway on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Cost You Less.
If you're in that area, if you come on out, you can get a... The great thing about Cost You Less is it's warehouse prices, so you can get a big box of granola bars or any fruit. You can get the bulk deal for a great price. So those bulk packages of food, they go a long way.
Donations can also be made to Feed Our Future. So far, the initiative has seen over 30,000 snacks collected. In regional news, the Deputy Secretary of State in the U.S., John J. Sullivan, is in the Southern Command headquarters in Miami, Florida this weekend to host a ministerial with Caribbean leaders launching the U.S.-Caribbean Resilience Partnership. The partnership is a new collaborative effort to build regional capacity to confront disaster response and promote resilience. Leaders will discuss new opportunities for collaboration to enhance the region's preparedness and response efforts. The Caribbean Emergency Disaster Management Agency and the Regional Security System will also attend. Sullivan's engagement with Caribbean neighbors with the support of a broad coalition of the U.S. government will reaffirm the United States' strong commitment to the Caribbean. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Sudan's temporary military leaders have said they're ready to start a dialogue with protesters who are demanding a return to civilian rule. A senior member of the Transitional Military Council said he wanted to help the protesters achieve their aspirations, but would not tolerate chaos. Algerian protesters have turned out in large numbers in the centre of the capital, Algiers, to demand the departure of the new interim president, Abdelkader Ben Salah. They say he's part of the political establishment and cannot be trusted. A row has erupted in India after more than 100 retired Indian military officers urged President Ram Nath Kovind to take immediate action to stop political leaders taking credit for military operations to win votes. Several retired military chiefs whose names appear on the letter have since said they did not sign it. Indonesia's Election Commission has ordered an investigation into allegations of vote rigging in the forthcoming elections. Reports have emerged that thousands of early ballots have already been cast by the diaspora in Malaysia. Brunei has written to UN envoys to defend its new policy of making adultery and sodomy punishable by stoning to death. Brunei's foreign ministry says its use of Sharia law aims to nurture and deter rather than punish. Police in Bangladesh have arrested two more men in connection with the death of a teenager who was set on fire at her Islamic religious school. The girl had accused the principal of her school of sexually assaulting her. BBC News.